Welcome, horror fans, to episode 44 of Horror on the Go 2.0. I am your favorite horror host, Bill Shetty, and my sidekick is who?
Lady Phantom. Hello, everyone.
And how are you doing, Miss Phantom?
I'm just great. Thank you very much.
This is such an exciting show because we have two special guests on, and this next guest is somebody I haven't talked to in 5, 6, 7 years. I don't even remember. It's been so long. It's fucking Hammer time. Jeff Hammer, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up? It's good to be here.
Dude, have you remembered, like, has it been 5, 6 years? It was freaking Zombie Reckoning, man, back in, I don't even know the year, Hammer.
Yeah, I have no idea, to be honest. It's been a while, though. Long while.
And that was an awesome show, man. It really was. Yeah. You guys had a unique twist. It was cool. You went deep into the movies. How many episodes did you end up doing before you killed it, man?
I don't know. I don't think it was very many. I think we might have got to 10.
But you did continue with the resurrection of Zombie 7, right?
Right, yeah. The franchise show that Ron and I were doing, yeah. We continued it.
Yeah, Ron is still doing that with the Little Miss Horror Nerd, who was on Horror on the Go a while back, probably 6 months, so tune into that episode. But I heard you bowed out or something? What happened, Hammer?
Man, the franchises are bad. Like, really bad. I was just over it, man. No, that's not really true, but it probably played a part. But, you know, family stuff and all. But I'm trying to get back into it a little bit.
Right, and if you fans don't know, Resurrection of Zombie 7, he covers franchises like one or two movies per episode to cover the whole thing, man. I was on one of them, Friday the 13th, because he knew part 3 was my favorite, so I had fun over there with them two guys. But he's a trip, Martin, man. He thinks of shit that nobody else thinks of in movies, man. Really interesting, but glad you could make it, Hammer, and I know you're starting up your own little podcast. Can you talk about it at all? Do you know what's going on?
There's not enough to talk about, honestly, at this point.
Do you have a name?
No, I don't even have a name.
No name?
Nope, no name.
Concept? Anything?
You know, if I make anything too detailed, I'll probably give up on it. So it's probably just going to be doing whatever I want each week, talking about new horror or whatever.
Cool, man. I'll be honored to go over there. I can't wait, man, to see what you come up with, man. Always fun talking with you, but I'm going to come back to you in a minute. I got to get in Boss Butcher, our good buddy from 8 years ago, right, Boss?
Something like that.
And a little tidbit, Boss is coming up on a next show we got. We got a special coming out in about a week, 10 days, and Boss came on and we knocked it out of the park, Boss. A great discussion, surprising picks on horror TV shows.
Oh, yeah, that was a lot of fun. That was fun to talk about old TV shows and new TV shows and every other thing.
Yeah, and Ash vs. Evil Dead. I didn't get it yet, Boss, but I will this week. I will this week get into it, man.
I was hoping we'd see what you thought of the first episode anyway, but not yet.
Huh? I will definitely do it in the next couple days, but Boss is at Boss Butcher on Twitter. Follow him, and Terror Troop. It's a little bit up in the air now, but he does have some shit in the bag, right?
Yeah. I got a couple of episodes recorded. We'll see what happens. See if I have any willpower.
Thanks so much for joining us again, Boss, man. Hell love having you on anytime. All right. Before we get into our feature discussion, which is Get Out, the movie everybody's been talking about. Critics say it's the best thing, I guess, since Godfather, because it's rated better than Godfather everywhere, so this is going to be interesting. But anyway, how this happened, Hammer contacted me about Rosemary's Baby and It's Alive that we covered on Horror on the Go, and he thought I was absolute crazy for saying that Rosemary Baby wasn't a classic and It's Alive was way better. So why is that, Hammer? Why is Rosemary's Baby so much better than It's Alive to you?
Well, because it is indeed a classic.
I don't know, it's awesome
from beginning to end, Bill. It's the difference between suspense and just nonstop silliness, which is a word you use to describe Rosemary's Baby. How do you call Rosemary's Baby silly? That's just
Because there were so many parts that were silly. And yes, I can see your point on It's Alive. It kind of had a silly concept, but it wasn't made to be silly like Basket Case that also came up, which was a silly movie, which I actually love, the whole series of Basket Case. But they're not classics. But I'm telling you, man, It's Alive was way more scary and freaky to me, and I think it would be for a lot of people if they watched them consecutively. Now, I know I'm not big on the slow, drawn-out movies like Rosemary's Baby was, but I found nothing to be scary in that, Hammer. I really didn't. I thought it was boring and lethargic, and I've seen it before, but I was younger. So, I mean, it freaked you out, Rosemary's Baby, like that devil concept did it to you or something?
Well, I mean, my whole classic status and rating doesn't depend on me being freaked out, but I'll say that for me, I like to put myself in a situation as much as I can, okay. And a mutant baby tearing into people is just hard to get there, but moving into a place and people acting super strange all the time and stuff like that's a lot easier for me to get into that situation, and I think real people are terrifying, so...
That is true. There's no.
I'm a little more into that slow burn than I am It's Alive. Like, to me, It's Alive is just somebody who, like you, thought, man, but I wanted to see the baby, mm-hmm. And now we've got It's Alive. Like, it's like somebody just wanted to see the baby in Rosemary's Baby, so now we've got It's Alive. Like, but I don't know.
That
just...
didn't hurt you after all that time not really seeing the baby and stuff, Hammer? Really? Two and a half hours?
No, not at all. Not at all. Like, I feel like that's a guaranteed way for it to have never been a classic, to show the baby at the end.
Okay, so you're the type of critic in person that can see more in their mind than on the screen, right?
Yeah, I just don't think you could have lived up to the hype regardless. So I think, yeah, I don't think it would have done any service to show the baby.
I will give you one point. The acting is way above It's Alive. I mean, there's no doubt. I mean, it's premier acting. But it's drawn out.
It's terrible. It's Alive either.
Right. Yeah. But Lady Phantom and Boss, jump in. I know, Lady, you've seen them because we both rated them together. And Boss, I don't know if you can remember them. Can you remember them, Boss? Have you seen them recently?
We never carried... I haven't covered Rosemary's Baby, but I saw it, you know, when I was probably junior high age, I guess. And I've seen It's Alive several times over the years, mm-hmm. But I don't know if I'd be right to be able to compare them, just because it's been so long since I've seen Rosemary's Baby. I did see the TV remake of Rosemary's Baby, mm-hmm. Which not especially great. It had one scene that was really freaky that I remember, but other than that. But I don't know. I love It's Alive. It's what more could I want? It's mutant babies. It's pharmaceuticals dumping crap in the river and things go wrong. I love stuff like that.
I know. Fun factor, It's Alive blows it away. Now, if you're just so out of it because it's a crazy concept, I get it.
Right.
Oh, well, let me be clear that it's not that I don't like It's Alive. I like It's Alive. I just love Rosemary's Baby. I mean, it's in my top five, like, easy.
Ever of horror movies.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Lady Phantom, if you want to chime in your opinion. Now, you usually do like slower burn and psychological films, but it turned you off and was happier with It's Alive too.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, I do enjoy the slow burning movies, you know, like the tension, the thrilling sensations and everything. And yeah, I suppose, I don't know, putting myself in her shoes, in Rosemary's shoes. Yeah, it's creepy, but there were things, you know, like that scene where she just opened the door and the door was open, like everybody's trying to guard her from seeing the baby and everything, but the door was open. So why not? Everybody just going from you shouldn't know anything about anything to yes, you had the son of Satan. I don't know.
Well, they had the baby at that point, though, so they had what they wanted.
Yeah, sure.
They didn't really care what to do at that point.
But, Hammer, you said this was more realistic, so that was more realistic to you, really, having the son of Satan?
Well, I mean... Well, yeah, it's more realistic than a mutant baby that murders hundreds of people, but... well, look, we don't know what the baby looked like, right? So, I mean, and well, we don't know.
He had his father's eyes. Like, it was not a normal baby. And I do think they could have shown, not the baby itself, maybe, but at least a part of it, something that, that gave away that he was just horrendous or something.
I guess my view is he's probably not horrendous. He's probably just pretty normal.
See, that's what I don't like, and we covered this on the Phantom of the Opera show, man, many times. They use such words of horrendous, monstrous, and most of the time they showed him in them. But to sit through a 2.5-hour movie with talk like that, and he's beastly and things, it just, I want to see it, man. Like, I don't know. I'm not an imaginatory person or whatever the fucking word is, man. I'm not creative. I'm technical. So I want to see the shit. And I was hugely disappointed because I didn't remember if they showed the baby or not. Like I said, I was probably in the teenage years when I seen Rosemary's Baby. And I always called it a classic from what I could remember. And I got to give it to Ruth Gordon, who did win an award. Now, I grew up with her and all the Clint Eastwood movies. So I did love her, but like Lady Phantom couldn't stand her because she's an annoying type character, like her voice. But I grew up with her, so I loved her in that.
Yeah. Every which way but loose, man.
Yeah. Yeah. He was stuff. Yeah. He was, she was the mother, right? Of Clint Eastwood, boss?
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. And with the ape, she hated the ape. It was so classic. So just to wrap this up, Hammer, if you could, what would you like rate Rosemary's Baby? Is that a 10? And could you rate It's Alive?
Yeah, I'd give It's Alive around a 7. Okay. And I'd be up around, it'd either be a 9.5 or a 10 for me for Rosemary's Baby.
And it's in your top 5. What is your number one horror movie, Hammer?
You don't want to know.
I don't.
Well, I do.
It's Scream.
Oh, okay. Hey, man, that's way better than Rosemary's Baby, even though I wasn't a Scream fan. But no, that, did you love the whole series, the franchise, Hammer?
I mean, I wouldn't say love. I think all of the others dropped off significantly, but I still like them.
But you're a prodigal from the 90s, right?
I was born in 83, so yeah, that's around the time I was watching.
You're a Nightmare on Elm Street fan?
Yep, sure am.
Okay. Hey, I give it Scream, man. Like I said, I like watching Scream. I just didn't like the jokey nature of it, so people know that to me. And I didn't like...
It's real world jokey, though, right? Like, I think it's real world jokey.
Yeah, it is, but I don't know. There just was something that just didn't sit right with... I mean, I didn't like David Arquette's character, Dewey. I just didn't like it.
I could believe that.
You know what I mean? So... It's fun horror without a doubt, but I don't know. There was something that didn't cling with me on that. But anyway, we're covering Get Out. We're going to tell you if you should go to the theater while it's still playing or not. Spend your money. This is going to be so interesting because this is rated from 90 to 100 everywhere that I looked. All the mainstream critics say it's one of the best horror movies ever made. Blows me away. And... I'm curious to get into this. Who wants to describe the premise of this? You want to take it, Hammer, since you wanted to cover this?
Sure. Okay. So Rose and Chris are an interracial couple that go home to meet Rose's parents, and they act very weird trying to fit in and get along with Chris. They say borderline racist things that don't maybe sound so racist. There's a black housekeeper and a black gardener hanging around the place. Well, I mean, they're employed by...
But did that seem odd with you, Hammer? I mean, in this day and age, I mean, they are from the South, so I mean, I'm sure it still happens. People do still have maids, even though it's fairly uncommon now, I think, but...
Yeah, I mean, you know, it probably wouldn't be completely unheard of. It's a little weirder that he brought it up.
Okay.
I think.
All right. Now, let's discuss. Should we cover any spoilery type topics, guys, in this, or should we leave those parts open? I don't know on this one. What do you
think? I think it's hard not to, but I don't know.
I think we are going to have to be spoilery. Maybe first try to do something non-spoilery, and after some point just
I don't like doing that. So what we'll try to do is we'll try to not to go too much in-depth on the spoilery subjects, but fans, if you haven't seen it, just be a little leery. We'll probably cover some topics that might say a few things, but we won't try to indulge in that. Let's put it that way. All right. Okay. So what else we got, Hammer? We got the interracial couple with the family. I mean, what transpires and how long does it take for something to happen, Hammer?
Oh, my God, Bill. I can see where this is going.
Did you expect anything less?
Nothing happens throughout the entire movie. So
okay, okay. So there's a slow burn suspense happening, which it's a mystery, yes?
Yeah, I'd say so. But, man, at no point did I think it was boring at all. I hope that's not what you're saying.
No, oh, God, I thought it was super boring. But anyway. Oh. And I had, and I'll say it now, I had this movie figured out quick. You can ask Lady Phantom. We watched it together. So, yep. I mean, I had all the twists and turns figured out within 45 minutes, lady.
Yeah.
And I had heard nothing about this movie at all. I just knew the one sentence description on IMDb, what Hammer started with. An interracial couple goes to her family. All right, boss.
Yeah.
What do you got to say about this movie? Initial impressions.
Oh, well, I enjoyed it quite a bit. Definitely better than average. I managed to get to it without seeing anything but the trailer. But I'd heard it was, you know, everyone was saying it was so good. So I was like, okay, I'll go. And like, whenever the critics say it's the best horror movie ever,
I'm usually immediately leery.
It's going to suck, you know.
Right.
Or at least it's going to be real tame. And honestly, this one isn't a real wild movie or anything tremendously scary or anything like that. But I did like it. I thought it rose above, because in the trailer, they totally played up the racial overtones of the movie, which are there. I mean, they're there. But I do think the movie superseded that and had its own little thing going on. And to me, it reminded me of a kind of a 70s horror style, but a modern story. You know what I mean?
Okay.
The way it was put across, because it is a slow burn. Kind of, they try to build that suspense up. And, you know, I'm nowhere nearly as enamored as people giving it 8 and 9s. I'll tell you that. But,
oh, God. I don't think I've heard anything less than a 9, to be honest with you on this.
But I did like it, you know, and I think it's. Still, it's obviously a discussion we still need to have as far as the racial overtones go of the movie, unfortunately. I think I was surprised at how much we need to have that discussion still, but I won't even get into that whole thing. But, I think it did overcome that, and it had its own angle and its own little thing. And I'm with you. I think you could figure out a lot of the plot points, but I was surprised by the way some of the stuff went later on. But
I mean, there was one thing I didn't get that was pretty outlandish that I didn't know it was going, but a lot with what happened that we'll discuss. But first, I want to say before I get to you, Lady Phantom, is I'm not a racist. I swear, I think critics and people rating this movie, if they rated it bad, they're going to be called a racist or worried about that. And I actually hated that angle in this. I think it wasn't needed, man.
Really wasn't to deliver the idea.
Exactly. And I didn't like that aspect of it, man. This is such a political movie, and I hate political movies. Me and you have talked about this off air, boss.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
just
for
movies
sure.
In general. I hate when directors put their political slant in movies.
Yeah.
And I know where we came from with the country and the slaves and all the racism and shit that's going on. Look at what's going on with all the Jewish shit now, man, all over the place. It's crazy. But for them to be so in your face with this concept where the story didn't need that, and even there was one line in this, one of the characters says, well, black is in now. I hated that, man. I hated the cops stopping and he needed to see the ID, even though there is a twist in that point there, why she didn't want to show the ID. There's an ulterior motive, fans.
But
so
I
look out to that.
But don't you think, though, that scene I thought was actually kind of cool because at least I was expecting the cop to be ultra hard ass on him, but he was actually more sick of the girlfriend. What? Spoiler alert. But I just, I thought that was kind of cool the way they handled that scene.
Did you? Yeah. All right. I just thought it was blatant. Yeah, go on, Hammer.
Actually, that scene to me, the second time, I've seen the film twice, but that scene to me, when I watched it through that lens that she had an ulterior motive,
mm-hmm.
which we said we wouldn't go into spoilers, but I was kind of like, well, why would she have even called the police then?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. I mean, yeah. So like that, I don't know if that even really works for me, but
exactly. Just fans be on a lookout on that scene. There's a few different ways you can watch it, but all right, Lady Phantom, what are your initial impressions of this 2 hour movie?
Two hour
plus.
Yeah.
Well, let me say, I mean, fans know, I don't know if you know Hammer, but everybody that knows me, over an hour and a half, it better be damn good for me to like a horror movie. Like, I've already docked it. Like, that's the first thing I do. I check the time when I watch a movie, man. I want to see how much time I'm invested. And unless it's incredible, like Train to Busan last year, 2.5 hour movie, that felt like an hour movie that I wanted more, it's getting docked. So it
well, I agree with you on Train to Busan. It is a fantastic film. So at least we have that.
Awesome. Yeah, it just came in the mail, the Blu-ray, man. I can't wait to pop it in and see the special features. But all right, lady, what do you got for Get Out? Is this an analogy to Amityville Horror?
An Amityville Horror?
Yeah, when the fucking voice says, Get Out, to the priest.
I don't think it all is.
All right.
At first, I thought it was.
Okay.
Because I even mentioned it when I heard the title of the movie. The first thing that came to mind was that Get Out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was the first thing I thought. I wasn't sure what to expect because I also just knew what was on IMDb about it. But I have to say here that, funnily enough, I agree with Bill 100%. Before he told me what he thought the movie was going to be about in very simple ways, I also knew what was going on, and it was so predictable. And I think it would have, without that political commentary, without the black-white thing, it would have been a much better movie, much scarier.
I think that detracted from it, really, because I thought it was blatant. If people say it's not, then they can say it's not. But I thought it was blatantly obvious. I mean, they discuss it from the beginning of the movie all the way through, and there's so many things that happen along those lines.
Well, race is there, but
I think it's in your face, boss. I know a lot of people, critics, to say it's just like an overtone. No, I don't know where you're seeing that, because there's so many lines, even with the comedy relief guy who I hated. I absolutely hate
that. Oh, God, I love that guy.
Did you?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, well, man.
I think this whole movie was reduced from a horror movie to a political commentary movie with horror aspects.
And I want to say, me and Lady have not discussed this movie at all. We didn't say anything. We did not rate it. We did not talk about it. She just knew my eyes was rolling after it was over.
Yes.
All right, so Hammer, so what is so good about this movie, if you liked it that much? I mean, did you really enjoy this, Hammer? You've seen it twice.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, definitely. I love this movie. I think it's a discussion that needs to be had. I think it's an important film because of it. I think that if you take the race part out, I think this movie's terrible. Like, I don't see how... I mean, it doesn't even work to me as a movie. Like, the race and what it means in the end for what's really going on is why the screenplay is so great. If you remove all that race stuff, then it's got nothing, I think.
Really? You feel the same, boss?
Somewhat, but not... I don't 100% agree with Jeff. I do agree that the discussion needs to be had, but what I was going to say about that is...
Haven't we been discussing this all through Trump's candidacy, man?
Here's the thing, though. I'll get back to that, but I do want to say that if you do have an interracial relationship, that's just going to be part of your daily life. I mean, it's just going to come up. I mean,
I agree.
So that part of it I don't think is a problem, but... As far as having the discussion, my whole thing I kept thinking of as you're thinking about the whole the racial angle and the whatever we can call it, the overtones, the subtext, whatever you want to call it. I just kept thinking, what if Hillary had won the election? Would this even be
a movie?
Well, it would have been out because it was obviously made before the election, you know. But it makes you wonder how it would have been received and what the discussion would have been. I mean,
I agree.
I dare say it probably does have a little bit of extra success just because of the fact that there's this tremendous backlash against
current
administration.
I agree.
I do agree with that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think it's fair to say. But I actually do think that if you took the racial aspects out of it, you still could make an awesome movie out of this, except for you'd have to change some stuff that I can get into, which I think they could have done better for my personal taste. But I don't know. I think it's a damn good movie. It's not like a masterpiece or something, but it's really
just
good.
A side topic, yeah. Guys, and if you don't want to answer, you don't have to. I don't want to put you on the spot, but I would like to say what political affiliation if we are. And if you don't want to decide, rather not, I mean, I'm totally independent. I'm in the middle. I'm not Republican or Democrat. I see some good things in both parties. That's how I've always been. I've never slanted one way or the other.
That's true. Anyway, from my
but
of
that is me totally. Boss, you want to say or not?
Well, I'm liberal as hell, probably to
He's
most people.
He's from Colorado, I am from Nevada, heavily Democratic state. So I hear a lot more Democratic sides of things than Republican.
Yeah, let's put it this way: I did go out with my union and knocked on doors for the Hillary campaign. Well, and all Democrats that we supported, we would have supported Republicans if they ever voted for working people, but they never do. So anyway, I'm liberal on most everything. The only thing I kind of break company with them, I grew up in the West, and I do think that the Second Amendment, the Democrats kind of are a little weak on that one. But the Republicans are too crazy to the other side on it.
Say your parents are heavy Republicans, boss?
Like yes, they are. They're both very heavy Republicans. Okay. They can be wrong all they want to be, but the thing of it is, let's put it this way. I voted for Bernie. I was with him. I went to the state.
Hey, I love Bernie. I love Bernie. I would have voted for him too, man. I'd be honest.
You would have won if they would have hosed him over. Yep. But anyway,
I would have voted for Obama for a third term.
Okay. I probably would have too. Yeah.
So you are you?
That was a joke, guys. It's in Get Out.
Well, yeah, but I would have, but still, unless he ran against Bernie, then I would have voted for Bernie. But
I was with you, man. I loved Bernie. Like, I would have voted for him in a heartbeat. Democrats made a huge mistake freaking nominating her, man. There was so much rigged shit with that, in my opinion.
Well, and she was just, unfortunately, you know, she's one of those candidates that you go out there and even people that were going to vote for her, nobody really likes her. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. It's like.
That's it. Hammer, do you want to say or no?
Yeah, I'm cool. Okay, so I like to think that I pay attention and I vote for the best candidate, but man, Republicans are so far out there lately that it's pretty much I'm a Democrat.
Okay, cool. Lady, now I know you're from Mexico. They don't have Democrat and Republican, and you told me to add 20 different parties, but which do you align more with, lady?
None of them. I'm in the middle, too, because I think going either way is it's going to an extreme.
So I agree, man. I don't get why these fucking idiots don't have common sense in the government. I just don't get it, man. I don't know how somebody can be so far out in touch with such common principles, man. So I'm blown away. That's why I'm strictly independent. I'd never be with either one. Because I don't get... And this is the last point. I don't get how one Democrat or one Republican says one thing and then all of them else agree with the same thing. It's like they get emailed their talking points every day and they all say the same fucking thing, man.
Yeah, it's like, don't you have a brain? Like, right. Can't you think for yourself and can't you see that nothing can be just black or white?
Exactly.
Yes. Well, I think it's because I'll be honest, I am registered Democrat, but I'm not independent because I do vote almost exclusively Democrat, but I think it's all about they got to keep that pendulum swinging. And if you back off and you're not swinging the pendulum the right way, you're going to lose. You know, it's all about winning the elections, you know.
So, exactly.
Unfortunately, that's the way it is.
Okay, so back to Get Out. Nice little side talk there, guys. But I think it's a little important in this because it might change your thinking on how you're watching this movie. But, you know,
I'm sure it would.
Does it? Okay. All right. So you do already have preconceived notions, you're saying, most people going into this movie? Yes, guys?
I'd say it's fair.
Okay.
Yeah, probably.
Okay, so now I'm saying it takes a while before something even to happen in this movie, in my opinion. We're talking over an hour. Are you guys agreeing with me or no? You're just so into this mysterious shit. What's going on?
It depends on what you mean by, you know, as far as any horror action goes, yes, you're 100% correct. I don't think this movie is about that, though. I think it's, you know, it's about the whole thing.
Okay, around the horn percent of a horror in this movie. I'll start first. I'm saying 10% at most. Lady?
3%?
Boss?
Yeah, I'd say 10 to 15. I actually look at it more as a kind of a thriller, but yeah.
Okay, Hammer, your percentage of horror?
I mean,
100% it just depends
what it depends what you're calling horror. I mean, if you're calling suspense horror, then... You know, the whole movie is a horror movie. I mean, I think the whole movie is a horror movie. I think it's a straight horror movie. I don't think there's anything, I don't know, but I'm not one of these guys that gets into what's horror and what's not horror. If somebody calls it horror, I'm good with that. But
okay.
I'm going to say it's at least 25% for me.
Okay. Well, everybody knows me. I completely relaxed my stance 3 years ago, and I am way more lenient at what is horror is, but I didn't see it, man. Yeah, there's some realistic tones over here that ain't horror in my mind, but to me it's basically where the movie ended up and what they're doing.
Yeah.
What's the horror aspect of it?
So let me ask you about the scene where he's outside and Walters takes off running towards him. Mm-hmm. And then after that he sees Georgina. Was that not creepy at all?
Yeah,
when he says get out, the title of the movie, is that the scene you're talking about?
No, I'm talking
when the guy is running the gardener.
Oh, okay, when the gardener's running at him, right? Okay. Yes, no, I don't think it was done that well. Like, I wasn't scared there. And Hammer, I get scared. I'm 46 and I still get scared in movies. That's my point of still watching horror, is to be scared and get chills and shit up my back. So I am totally unlike a lot of people that says, oh, I don't get scared anymore because I'm not a kid. No, I'm there to watch it. And another thing, guys, I hated the goddamn music in this. The overtone sounds, the music itself. Like, from the second this started, that opening track they played, I hated it.
That's me. Horrible.
I just don't like Swahili.
I just don't like it. I don't know what. Is that what it was, Swahili?
Whatever it was.
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay.
I mean, Swahili is a language, right? Because what I hated was the music itself.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it was Swahili music is what I remember reading, but I'm wrong about that.
I don't know. It was horrible.
Yeah, wasn't was it scary to you, Hammer? Was it like creepy tone?
Nah, I wouldn't say it was overly scary. Scary, but I thought it was good for the film. I thought it worked.
Okay, so let's each take a scene, I guess, what we want to cover, what stood out to you in this, and start with you, Boss. Like, what's the main scene that stood out in this movie to you, and you thought was one of the better aspects of the film?
Well,
or is
to
it
me,
the whole movie?
Okay, there's a hypnotism scene that I thought was amazing and cool, and kind of set the tone for what was to come.
You mean the whole, because it's multiple scenes he gets.
Yeah, but with where it starts, I thought that was like, you're like going, oh boy, here we go, because this is going to be what's going to be the platform for what happens. You know?
You're talking about the initial hypnotism.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the other thing would be just the whole idea of why, the reason why, which I won't give away, all this is going on. I thought was that... That's where I also was disappointed too, but I thought it was awesome, the idea.
Okay, I've heard some people, it blows my mind, that have mentioned Martyrs in this, have compared them. Do you see that at all, Boss?
Okay, that's a pretty good stretch, but I could see someone making that point, but...
Really?
Yeah, it's not... Yeah, I mean, sort of, because it's hard to put into words without spoiling it, but... it's not nearly as intense or as
graphic,
and it's
or
certainly
brutal.
Not as visceral. Yeah, it's not. No. And I think that's another thing that hurt this movie, was that they could have had a lot better gore, but you know, that kind of wasn't the point of the movie, I guess. But still, you know,
okay,
they could have gone there.
All right, Lady, what stood out to you as a better scene or something you liked in the movie?
Something I liked. Oh my god, now that's hard. Well, I'm gonna tell you. It's easier. Just because I had already figured something out, and then let's just say an auction in the movie. Mm-hmm. I think that's pretty non-spoilery. Uh-huh. At that time, I knew everything that was going to happen, and especially since I had already figured out another thing, I was like, ugh, God.
So you did like the auction scene, though, how they portrayed that?
Yeah, I think it was.
It was.
You mean the bingo scene? Bingo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bingo. Right.
Yeah. Bingo. Silent bingo.
Uh huh.
How do you play silent bingo? Watch Get Out, fans. You'll find out. With no O45s or B8s. Right. All right, Hammer. So it's basically the whole movie, or is there some scenes that stand out that you thought were incredible? You know, where are you at?
Okay, so I think, you know, to point some things out that I thought was creepy that you apparently did not. The brother at the dinner table, I thought the way he was acting, I thought he was super creepy. I liked that scene a lot. I liked I liked the scene with Walter. I mean, the way it cut to Chris's reaction to Walter and just what he was doing. That's just super weird, running straight at somebody and then veering off. And by the time you get to the end of the movie, it makes a lot of sense what was going on there.
Mm-hmm.
So I really like that. I mean, just overall, I think this is a really well-written movie. Like, I think this is the best written horror movie in years. Like, honestly, I know you guys all don't. That's cool. That's why we podcast, right? Difference of opinion. Exactly. It's fun. But I just really like everything about this movie. I like the end too. I think the end is, I think the end's perfect. Some people wish it would have gone a different way. I think this is perfect. It didn't go the same as other films might have.
Okay.
And it wasn't like too on the nose for what's going on in the world right now. I think certain ways this could have ended, it was way too on the nose. So I like how it ended.
I am definitely sure this is going to be people's best horror movie of the year, or top three. A lot of people, like, just by hearing what they've said and stuff, like, it's definitely going to be that. All right. Oh my God. I don't really have any positive of this movie, guy. I would say the final twist was kind of cool. It's maybe the one thing I really didn't think about. I don't know. This felt like an Invasion of the Body Snatchers. I hope that don't give too much away of the movie to me, but just done way better with different political points and a different style. But it felt like that to me through the whole movie because, like I said, I didn't have everything pinpointed 100%, but like I knew where everything was going pretty much. Wow. I did like the scene where her brother was aggressive. I thought her acting, comes a point in time when he wants to leave this house. He knows there's some crazy shit going on. And his girlfriend, there's a key scene. I thought her acting there was fucking terrible because I knew she was involved like the whole time. Like, I think the way they played it off was pretty bad. I seen it coming a mile away. Like, I knew that was going to happen. And maybe it's just me from seeing so many different types of horror movies. What do you think, Hammer?
Well, I think it might be you from seeing the previous scene, because I didn't love that previous scene with the box. I was like, why does this box exist? Mm-hmm. And why does he find it so easily?
Right.
And that kind of, to me, that kind of neutered that next scene.
Okay.
But I had also figured it out by that point. So, okay. but honestly, just the whole idea of figuring it out didn't bother me. But I didn't love the scene that preceded the scene with the keys.
Okay. So how long would you guys say it took to figure out most of the movie, except that big twist, that basically why they're abducting people? Let's just put it that way. Like, I mean, there's no way you could really have figured that out, I don't think, because it's a pretty far-fetched idea. Like, had you guys figured out most of it too, boss?
I was laughing because I'm not one to go into a movie and try and figure it out. I never do that.
You just let it come to you, huh?
Yeah, there was parts of this movie where I thought it was going to go a certain way, like that scene you're talking about at the end, near the end. I thought that was going to go a totally different way, and I agree with Jeff, that probably would have been a little too close to home for nowadays. So it was kind of cool they veered away from that, although it would have been more of a horror ending if it would have had that ending. But, you know, I don't know. But that's I didn't really go into it looking to try and figure it out. I just kind of, I go along for the ride on movies a lot. That's
really? Even like them. The whodunit horror movies, the crime thrillers, the slashers, boss, you're not like trying to guess throughout the movie? Like in Scream, Hammer's favorite movie, you weren't trying to guess who the killer was through that?
It might occasionally pop up in my mind, but mostly I just
really
take them as they come. Yeah.
Cool. Cool. Lady?
I'm just not very deductive. Yeah,
that's opposite of me. I'm usually trying to figure the stuff out. I don't know why.
Right, yeah.
Lady, what do you think?
Well, I am a little more like boss in that aspect. I like to go along with the ride and everything, but this was too much in my face, and I figured it out. I wouldn't say I figured it out immediately, but I did. It was pretty fast. Of course, not the final twist, because that is, I don't know, you would have to be... in a really twisted mind to figure that out quickly. But yeah, I figured it out quickly enough, and I wasn't trying to, but it's just too obvious. Fuck.
Does anybody know here, done the research, that this guy wanted to make a full-fledged horror movie? Does anybody know if that's the case?
Oh yeah, I think absolutely he did.
He was definitely, I know this is his first time writing and directing, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, he said he loves horror movies, and he's actually going to stay in the genre from what I've heard. His next four films are all social thrillers is what he called them. He definitely, when presented with the question, he said he wants to stay in the horror.
I'll bet you his number one horror movie might be Rosemary's Baby, Hammer.
That would be lovely.
All right, what didn't you like for the boss? I know you're not as high as Hammer, it's obvious, but what didn't you like Hammer? What bothered you in this? Like, because you're not giving it a 10. I'm not hearing a 10 come out of your mouth, I don't think so. Is there anything that really bothered you, you thought they could improve?
Okay, so I kind of feel like when all the chips are down, and you know everything that went on, there's certain things about the way the family is structured, I'll say, that doesn't fully make sense to me. Like why certain characters are behaving a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't want to spoil it, but...
Right.
So that's the one thing. And then the one point that we've kind of mentioned about figuring out... I mean, to me, it's just the one thing I figured out, really. But I wasn't looking for it really either. It was just kind of like, oh, okay, so I think probably this is going to go a certain way. I'm sorry, I'm trying to be vague, but I think we've already said it.
No, that's fine, Hammer. But, I mean, you were generally scared in this movie, or...
I mean...
It bothered you. It, like, got under your skin, like this could happen or something? Like, what?
Well, no, not that it could happen, but it was tense, and... You know, you have to be willing to go where a film wants to go to a certain degree.
Of course. Oh, and I am one of the biggest ones. I always try to put myself in a situation. You know, I stood up with Doc back in the 20s and 30 movies he's covered. I always try to go back to that time as much as I can to relive those situations. You know what I mean? So I definitely tried to insert myself here. You know, I'm not, let's say, Bloody Lizzie, boss, where, like, just can't relate to older films because she don't understand it. Or you know what I mean? So, like, I don't think like that. All right, boss, what really killed it for you, like, bombed? Like, what really hurt it?
I think there's certain scenes that could have gone into more gore, like I said. Probably the biggest one for me, and I will say, this movie did not scare me very much at all. Well, I didn't find it terribly scary. But I was kind of disappointed in the payoff for the suspense buildup. I just don't think that got executed for my sensibilities. I didn't feel like riveted at the end when everything was going down. I was curious and I was interested in what was going on, but you know, it wasn't like a jolting kind of experience, you know, that you get from a really good suspenseful movie. So that I would say that was the biggest problem with it with me. Okay.
Did everybody know? The movie starts out with somebody getting abducted. Did everybody know who that was?
I finally figured it out. I didn't know till it happened, but yeah, I started figuring it out.
Hammered? You knew right away? Yeah, I knew right away. Okay. Did you like the scene when he came out of the, we'll just say, trance? Did you like that scene, guys?
Yeah, that was cool.
Lady?
Yeah, I liked the effect with his eyes. and everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a good scene. I think actually the only real positive for me was the acting. If not everybody's acting, but acting in general was fine.
I see. To me, that's another part that really didn't stand out to me. Like, it's not bad acting. I'm not saying man. That. But, I mean, I wasn't, like, super impressed with the people in it personally. Like,
ooh, wow.
I just didn't buy all their characters. I just didn't. I'm man. Sorry.
I loved everybody. I thought everybody was awesome in this
really?
Movie. Yeah.
I thought they were good, but, you know, I have a hard time just saying people are doing great at acting because most of the movies I watch, the acting sucks.
Yeah, I didn't, sure.
But boss, that's like me. I mean, I watch a lot of low-budget indie $1,000 made movies where it's complete trash, but I can live with bad acting, man. Like, if other things are good. But just, I'm not saying this is stellar acting. This was just like, I don't know. I didn't buy a lot of the situations, and maybe their acting. I just didn't. I did not like the girlfriend at all. I didn't think she was a great actress. The lead guy was okay. The parents were okay. It's not like no Oscar-worthy shit here. You know, Hammer, or yes?
Man, I don't know. I love the lead, Chris. That dude's eyes, man. His eyes got bloodshot every time somebody said something he didn't like.
So wait a minute, Hammer. So you would have stayed in that situation as long as he did?
Yeah, because like you said, it wasn't super, super weird. I mean, it wasn't like people were getting hacked up or something. I mean, it just seemed like a really weird family and some weird stuff going on. So yeah, I think it was totally believable.
But he acted completely uncomfortable from the second of the movie to the end, man. It just wasn't realistic to me.
I think that's what it's like for some black men going back to see the, the woman's family.
But wait a minute, though. But the parents weren't racist, though.
They were, they were thinly veiling their... I don't know. I've always heard that.
I mean, they hugged the dude when they first met him.
Yeah, but that doesn't really mean anything. I mean, it was a more undertone because if they weren't really racist, they wouldn't have said certain dialogue things. I don't think they were trying a little too hard.
It's this weird version of racism where you got to be hip to what the black man's going through.
Or what TV tells you anyway.
Which we can't even. We have no idea. We can't even. Put ourselves in that. I mean, we just don't know. None of us.
Well, one thing that I haven't actually talked to Willis at length about this movie, but I know he liked it. But I kept thinking afterwards, okay, would it seem that weird in the house, like you're saying, Bill? Would it really seem, or would that be what you run into every day, and you're just kind of tolerating it? Right. You know, because that's just the way people act sometimes.
Right.
I don't know. You know, but. It, I don't know, but I would have left before he did, yes. I think I would have.
I think I would have. I mean, especially as much as we watch Man and Crazy People. His acting to me was like he was extremely uncomfortable the whole time. From second one to the first dinner scene to weird things with the gardener happening and the maid and him trying to... figure things out with him taking cameras, and then when all those people show up, how really weird it felt, even with trying to coerce with his brethren. You know, it was just totally weird.
See, that's when I would have boogied. As soon as that lady was acting that weird, and that guy doesn't know how to do a fist bump, I mean, come on. Even I know how to do a fist bump. Come on.
Right.
You know what I mean? I almost felt like that guy was like a time traveler or something, that other dude. But anyway, that was really weird.
Okay. All right, guys. I think we knocked it out, man. I don't think there's anything else to cover that we couldn't completely ruin it. Anybody else got anything to say about it before we get to ratings? Hammer? Lady?
Sure, sure.
Yeah, go
for it. It's actually only an hour and 44 minutes, Bill.
Is it? It seemed over 2 hours. Man.
It felt like 2 hours plus.
It did. It felt 3 hours to me.
Well, I'll tell you what. Don't go see A Cure for Wellness then, because that thing, oh my goodness.
I got to watch them all, Hammer. Part of my job, man.
Well, you're going to be in for a ride there. My goodness. You're going to think you watched a 4-hour movie.
Probably, man. I just don't. I don't think horror needs to be that long, but that's just from my stance, man. I don't like to sit and think, man. That's I've discussed this so many times, man. I'm just the fun horror type of person.
See, I'm totally opposite. I love to think.
Great, man. That's why podcasting's awesome and you meet such awesome people all over the world, man, because there's so many people that's so different. And people got their own thoughts. Man, and that's not saying I don't like certain times some of these in-depth movies, because I've rated some of them really high. And I think a lot has to do with the mood you're in, too, man. Like at the time or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I can see.
But immediately I was like, boss, with this. All the mainstream critics that hate horror was saying the best horror. I was like, oh, yeah, okay. Like, that hurt me. Like, I wish I wouldn't even have heard that.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't hold that against the movie, though.
No, I'm not. But I just knew it wasn't going to be my style horror film. I mean, everybody has their own things they like in horror. You know what I mean? And it's just, I want to be scared. I want great freaky music, and I want to jump. I'm the person that likes cheap jump scares that people call them, man. Yeah, I want to jump out of my scene.
Too. There's been a lot of people dissing jump scares here.
I don't get that, man. I don't get it.
I think
that was stupid. A cat got real loud. Fuck, if it made me jump in it.
Exactly.
Come out of the chair. That's what I want, man. That's why I'm watching your movie.
That's it. Yeah. That's it.
And boss, the funny thing, people don't even remember all the classics did that. Alien, The Thing, all of them had these cats that jumped and screeched, man. It's comical.
Yep. Or a bird flies in their face or something. Right, yeah, right. There's always something.
Yeah,
I agree. I don't mind jump scares either. But yeah. If it's done right. It doesn't bother me too much if it doesn't have it either.
Right, there's a lot where it's poorly executed, and I definitely will penalize at that. If the timing's off, I mean, it's an art. For me talking to as many directors that I have over my journey doing this shit, man, it is an art to get somebody to jump or move in a seat, man. It's not easy at all, man. It's got to be set up, suspense, complete shock, and the sound's got to be perfect. I equate that to that Chainsaw 3D that we covered, boss, that we seen in the theater. We reviewed on Grizzly Zone, man.
Oh, yeah.
That scene with the iPhone, when you knew Leatherface was coming, you just had no idea when. And it was pulled off amazing in that one particular scene.
Right.
You know what I mean? And it's a hard thing to do. But all right, lady, anything else you want to add to this before rating?
Yeah, I can't stress enough how much I hated the comedy relief in this movie. Wow. I know that many movies, especially horror movies, need some kind of levity, you know, not to make them too depressive. But this was just plain stupid to me. I hated the guy.
And did you... Boss and Hammer, since you're more into this film, you felt that guy was realistic?
Sure.
You did.
I totally agree. I think that's exactly how somebody removed from the situation would respond to that situation.
Really? He wasn't over the top. Come on, guy. Oh, they're capturing black guys to have sex with them. Really? Like, really?
I mean, look at Jeffrey Dahmer, man. He did.
All right. Well,
and that, I don't care, and this may be a little bit spoilerless. Well, you already kind of spoiled anyway, but when he did that, when he's describing it and he goes, sex slave, I was dying, man. That was funny as hell.
But wait a minute, you guys do like comedy in horror though, right? Hammer and Boss, yes?
I do, and it depends, you know?
Yeah.
But generally I'm not like opposed to it all 100% or something. It depends on the movie. It depends on the kind of comedy. I mean,
and people were laughing in the theater at those scenes too. They did out chuckle loudly. They were laughing, so it was meant to be funny. There's no doubt.
I do want to say that, as you know, I do like horror comedy. I love Zombieland, and I know I love good comedy horror or whatever. But this was so out of place. Because the tone of the movie was supposed to be serious. It was supposed to be a specific feel, I don't know, to it. And it just was so cheap. Hated it.
Okay. Another point of view. Yeah, everybody knows I hate comedy and horror. Best comedy horror ever done, Shaun of the Dead. So, fun.
Yeah.
And that's only a, and that's only a 7-rated film to me because I just can't go any higher than that. Man. But that was a fun movie. All right, let's rate this bad boy. Let's start from low to high. I'm sure I'm going to be lowest. I'm going to give it a 2.5 out of 10. I just thought it was boring, slow. I didn't like the political, heavy political overtones. I thought it was written in it. I think I would have liked it personally better if it didn't have those. No, I'm not a racist. Acting was so-so. The sound was terrible. I need good sound in my horror. I need to be scared. The reason I'm even giving it points is the actual, I'll just say, surgery type things that are happening in this. Mm-hmm. Not to spoil it. That concept, it's pretty far out there. I mean, the shit could never happen, but I mean, so this is a totally non-realistic horror movie to me. You know, totally outlandish. So I think it's stupid on the basis of it, what they were trying to do, like, could do. And I don't know if I should say it, guys, if I'll spoil it. I'll beep this out if you guys think I shouldn't say it. I don't believe in hypnotism. Should okay. it be bleeped or not, guys?
No, I don't think so.
No, because Boss already mentioned something about it.
Well, and plus, for the amount of time this movie's out, you can't help but know there's something to do with hypnotism. And I mean,
okay. Yeah. I just don't even believe it's possible. And I've known people that have went to hypnotists that have tried to quit smoking or quit right. drinking. My dad even went because he tried so hard because he had heart problems. He went through 3 different things. He went to one where they're all in a room and you're supposed to be hypnotized. And I've never believed in that shit, just like I don't believe in supernatural stuff. So the concept is pretty weak to me. But I do like the scene that Boss said, the original cup scene. I thought that was probably the tensest scene in the movie, in my opinion. Yeah. So 2.5, absolutely avoid, fans. You know me, what I like. If you're on my side, please don't waste your money. All right, lady, you're probably next.
All right, you would be wrong because I'm going to be the lowest. I'm going to give it a 2 out of 10.
Wow.
And I'm just giving it any points because I did enjoy some of the acting. I really liked the maid lady. I think her acting was pretty decent. The mother, this Catherine Keener, it was. And the guy, Chris, he was okay. Mm. I think it would have been a much better movie without the whole racist commentary, period.
Okay, and I know acting really matters to you, lady, and you're just yes. saying that because she can't deal with these low budget ones, Boss. Like, yeah. she cannot stand what we like from somebody.
Sometimes. But also, the thing, one thing that it's also very important to me, just with you, is the music. And I think the very first thing I told you when we started to watch this movie was, boy, I hate that stupid, horrible music.
Mm-hmm.
If the sound and the music are not doing it for me, there's a big chance I will hate the movie.
Yeah, to me, it just, there was nothing tense, freaky, anything, man. Like, we were talking before about, like, some of that church music really is freaky to me. And, like, Rosemary's Baby had some good music and stuff like that. Man, Amityville Horror, some of them got, like, that church organ music's pretty whack to me. But, all right. So, 2. Wow. Boss.
Yep.
Well, I'm significantly higher than that. I came in with a 7. I think when I left the theater, I probably was a little 8, closer to 8, more like a 7.5. But I think with 7's fair. It's a good movie. It's solid. And I don't know if it'll be on my top 3 of the year, like you're saying. I'm sure it will be on a lot of people's lists, though.
Mm-hmm.
But I did like it, and I think it's worth going, for sure.
And you wasn't scared at all, right, Boss?
Oh, no, I wouldn't say at all. I mean, there was a couple of jumps that were okay, and if you put yourself in his shoes, there's some scary aspects to that, of course. Mm-hmm. But
yes, I can see that.
But it wasn't terribly scary. It's kind of like, you know, anytime that when you're talking about the critics, whenever they say it's the scariest movie in decades, you know damn well. Like, they said that about the Babadook. Come on. That movie was not scary. But anyway, that's where I'm at, about a 7.
And you're saying for people to go to the theater before it comes out?
Sure, I'd go see it.
All right, Hammer, let's hear it, man.
So I just think this is a great film. I won't say it's necessary, but I think it's an important film. I think it's well-written, very well-acted. I don't think it's super scary. No, I wouldn't say that. I just think it's tense. I think, for me, I was never bored once, and, you know, I've seen it twice. I think all the intricacies of the script are really strong. I think when you go back and look at it, there's a few issues, but for the most part, I think all the writing works on a couple levels, and I think that's a really cool thing. For me, this is a 9 out of 10, and I think everybody needs, I think every horror fan needs to see this movie. I can't imagine a horror fan making a list at the end of the year without seeing Get Out.
Yeah, I agree with you there, man. I think every horror fan's probably already seen it. a true horror fan, some of these casual ones, maybe not. But I think they're the ones rating it so high. I mean, come on, guys. This has a 9 on IMDb. What does that tell you? That tells you all
that they're right.
No, Hammer, that is telling you how many non-horror people have watched this movie.
Well, I'm not a non-horror person, and I think it is indeed a 9.
Wow. So that is higher than The Godfather. Do you realize that? I think Godfather's an 8.9 on IMDb. You probably don't like Godfather, do you, Hammer?
Oh, I do.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think this is nowhere near the creme de la creme in horror. I think this is bull. But anyway, 4 completely different opinions. Hope you like this. Where can people follow you, Hammer?
For right now, it's just on Twitter at Jeff Allen Hammer. It's JeffAllen Hammer.
And be on the lookout for a new podcast.
Yeah, be on the lookout for a future podcast. But
I can't wait, man. I'm curious to see what you're going to do, man. God, we need more good horror podcasts, because there's actually only 2 other ones I listen to now, man. There used to be about 10 3 years ago I used to listen to, man.
Well, I hope I don't disappoint you.
I'm sure you won't, man, because you analyze the shit out of it, man. That's what I like. It's not just people in the basement just cursing fucking movies, man. You're intelligent, and I love different points of view, man. I really do, because there's so many different types of watchers. So thanks for coming on, Hammer. Really appreciate it.
Oh, thanks for having me. I really enjoyed it.
Definitely. All right, Boss. Where's people following you these days? What's going on?
Pretty much Twitter. I'm Boss Butcher on Twitter, and that's about it. If you want to email me, I'm bossbutcher@rocketmail.com.
I can't believe you still have Rocket Mail.
Still got the old Rocket Mail going. I actually get screeners all the time in there.
Real? Is there a Rocket Mail app? I'm curious.
I have no. Well, it's the Yahoo, because Yahoo bought out Rocket
Mail. Oh, did they? So you got a Yahoo app on your phone?
I sure do. Yeah.
Awesome.
It doesn't work very good, but yeah, I do have it.
That's cool, man. Fucking Rocket Mail hat. And be on the lookout, Bosses, on the next one when we discuss horror TV. You're not going to want to miss it. And Lady Phantom is LadyPhantom74 on Twitter. And what's your email again, Lady?
It's LadyPhantom74@outlook.com.
There you go. We hope you enjoyed this special. I'm Bill Shetty, and avoid Get Out. Later.